This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. U.S. President Joe Biden said on Monday that he was very close to presenting a final proposal for a deal to release hostages held by Hamas in Gaza.
What makes you think that this deal will be successful in a way that the other deals were not?
Hope springs eternal.
Biden was speaking to reporters at the White House after Israeli forces over the weekend recovered the bodies of six hostages. The latest hostage death sparked more criticism of the Biden administration's Gaza ceasefire strategy in the midst of a U.S. presidential campaign, and it ratcheted up pressure on Netanyahu from Israelis to bring the remaining hostages home. Meanwhile, the body of American-Israeli hostage Hirsch Goldberg-Polen was buried at a cemetery in Jerusalem on Monday, with thousands lining the streets to bid farewell. The Alternative for Germany, the AfD, is on track to become the first far right-wing party to win a regional election in Germany since World War II. Angela Johnston has more.
I think the mood is very clear. People want change, said Björn Höcke, who leads the AfD in the state. He's the party's most extreme and controversial figure. He was fined this year for using a banned Nazi paramilitary slogan. Hello? Thuringia Premier Bodo Ramelow's party was battered, despite his own personal popularity. He said all democratic parties now had to work together.
Ich kämpfe gegen die Normalisierung des Faschismus.
I am fighting against the normalization of fascism, he said.
That's Angela Johnston of Reuters reporting. For more top stories, visit voanews.com.